The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, well, last week we had the female golfers being disrespected by the NCAA, that they wouldn't let them play on a playable course in Baton Rouge.
It wasn't championship playable.
It wasn't playable at a championship level.
Whatever that means.
I don't know what the hell that means.
No
one
does.
Did you see them playing? It was pouring rain at Craig Ranch. They were out there with squeegees. They had water pumps on the fairways.
Were there men on the course?
Yeah.
Oh, well, there it is.
That's why. Because we respect men.
Apparently. More
than... The NCAA, they gave them little two-pound weights. Okay. Now you... Go ahead. Now you can lift women basketball players. One rack of two-pound weights.
Well, it's not
too heavy. Well, yesterday, Washington softball team disrespected... it was the NCAA tournament selection show for softball. The Huskies went 41-11 in the regular season, finished second in an extremely difficult Pac-12 at 18-5. They got seeded 16th in the nation. They are ranked 5th in the country in the latest coaches poll. And they got a 16 seed by the NCAA tournament. Looking at the video, they got their seed, 16, Washington, 41. They all got up and left. They all just walked out.
These are these moments where you see it in the kids. We all know from the NCAA men's tournament, they're like excited or they do the golf clap.
Everybody jumps up.
Depending on the team, like Kansas is probably just going to do a golf. Hey, look at us. And then if you're Austin Peay, you made it for the first time forever, you're like, yeah, this was a completely different reaction.
Uh-huh.
We're out of here.
They got the regional, and they're the 16th seed, which means they go face number one Oklahoma if they both advance from their regionals.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Oklahoma, best team in the country, apparently.
Yeah. So they get the number one seed in the super regional.
And they said, excuse me.
Excuse me.
Walk away.
Beat it. Nice. I mean, they just all just up and walked out.
You know, I wonder if they... Obviously, it seems kind of planned. I wonder if they got word whether they knew by metrics that they weren't going to be ranked very high, or they just saw this continuing to go in the wrong direction and go, you know what? F this. I wonder how long the wait was, because you think they probably – did they know it was going to go this way, and that's why they decided we're just going to walk?
Because
how do you know the seeding?
Now, is there a West Coast bias in all sports now? I mean, an SEC bias. Kentucky got to host the regional as the 14th seed. They were only number 18 in the RPI and finished tied for 5th in the SEC. And they're a 14th seed. Meanwhile, Washington finished 2nd in the Pac-12, and they're a 16th seed.
Yeah, I don't know how it works in women's softball.
But I think, you know what?
But I'm looking at it right now.
I think there is some of this.
Maybe, but because they see their name come up in the bracket, the first name in that even that side of the regional, the Seattle regional, and they dip. They're like, nah. I guess because, you know, as a national seed, if we're number 16, we got to see Oklahoma if we get through our regional. And they were out. And, oof. That's a bad look. Not for them. If they're pissed, do what you got to do. But it seemed like this was something they felt if this is going to happen, we're leaving, because the first three or four of them get up and the rest are like, okay, we're out of here too.
But apparently Washington has one of the best pitchers in the country, and we'll see if she can't get them all the way through. But that you know what? More disrespect.
Well, this was an individual team as opposed to an entire gender at the Baton Rouge regional.
That is true. But do you know who they put in charge of it? Like some guy went, I don't know. Who are they?
Washington.
Nah, make them 16. We don't know. We didn't watch them play. We don't know.
Well, we didn't watch them play.
I don't know. I really don't know about them.
I mean, whatever. Whatevs. They're not Oregon or something who we've heard of. Whatevs. Need it.
Oregon didn't even get seeded, and they were. I mean, there is a Pac-12 bias.
They're, in all sports now?
Yeah. The Ducks didn't even get a top seed, and despite their they were third in the Pac-12, they didn't even get a top 16 seed.
Yeah, Washington was 16th in the RPI, and I don't think they just rank you by RPI. So that's because
Oklahoma they were fifth in the coaches' poll.
Yeah, because Oklahoma was fourth in RPI, and obviously you said they're the number one overall seed. So it's not just about RPI.
Yeah,
it must. That's a rough one.
Yep.
I do, but I do appreciate the reaction. Y'all gonna know we're not happy.
Yeah, we out. Let's get Gilbert in here. See what he thinks about disrespecting women.
Oh boy,
Gilbert.
Yeah, it's okay.
Disrespecting women's okay is what you just said?
It's all right, yeah. It's okay. Whatever. I mean, well, what is
this? Hey, John, do me a favor.
What do you need there, Gilbert?
Get Bill O'Reilly be on the show. How that sound?
We had him on the show last week.
What?
He was on last week.
What day?
He was on Wednesday. When was it? Tuesday? No, it was.
I'll look.
Tuesday or Wednesday we had him on. You go to the podcast, Gilbert.
You can go to the podcast, D-Weed.
I knew Bill O'Reilly was a little kid. You see him out of the Astrodome.
Yeah.
And he went roll bicycle to the Astrodome, you know.
Was he nice?
He get home about 2:30 in the morning anyway.
Wait a minute.
You ride a book or something like that, you know?
Wait a minute.
What did he say?
You used to ride your bike to the Astrodome when you were a kid and you'd get home about 2:30 in the morning?
Yeah, see Bill Worrell, yeah.
Well, wait a minute. How old were you when you were riding your bike home at 2:30 in the morning?
About 37 years old.
Oh, 37? I thought you said when you were a little kid.
No.
No, how dare you?
About in the 90s anyway, you know.
Gilbert, do you want to hear the Bill Worrell interview?
Yeah, can you send me a DVD, a CD?
No, because I don't because it's not 2005. Do you have access to the internet?
No, I don't. Oh, I don't have the internet.
Sorry. Bill, we have the interview on our website. You can listen to it there.
Yeah. It's on our website, Gilbert.
Send you a CD. So you want to give me
Can you send me a DVD, the CD?
You want everyone to know where you live?
No, you can see a Bill O'Reilly interview.
Well, we don't have that.
How would I get it to you?
Send it to me anyway.
That's why I asked. You want people to know where you live? Because you know you have to give someone an address for that.
Yeah, I've taken Gilbert.
Get off the air anyway, you know.
He can give his address. He gave me his address. I drove him home one time.
I'm not a Gilbert. We don't have a CD burner here. I can't do
we
that.
We don't have one, Gilbert.
Because it's 2021.
Can you make one?
No.
We don't have a. We can't. We don't know how to. We don't have that anymore.
We don't have the ability to do that anymore. Technology is advancing.
Nobody has CDs anymore, Gilbert.
You don't have the internet, so that's really the only way.
You know, at the library, they have the internet. You could go there and listen to it there.
Do you think he's still allowed in the library?
He wants
you to review the interview and tell him what Bill Worrell
said. He really had fun as the Rockets announcer, and he's going to miss it, and... And then he said that he had fun.
And he's going to play some golf. That's what he likes to do.
Yeah, it was good.
He'll be at your golf tournament. He's going to be at your golf tournament probably.
What golf tournament?
Your golf tournament.
Oh, no. Not at that golf tournament. He plays golf at his golf club. Are you a member of a club? No? No, you're probably
Where's
not
that
a member.
At?
You're not. No, I can't tell
him.
You that.
Tell Gilbert.
I can't tell you that. But anyway, he had fun, Gilbert. You should try. You should go. You should listen to it sometime. You
All
can't
right.
though.
Talk to you later.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Then. Bye.
That ended with the. It petered out that conversation when he found out no one was going to send him a CD. He kind of lost enthusiasm.
Yeah.
Well, imagine. I would assume he would have had the internet.
No.
What? How do you do anything without the internet now? There's no internet in that
Gilbert's
home?
Gilbert's still living in the 80s. You're just fine.
Send him a CD.
I don't believe this. Gilbert doesn't have a cell phone, I don't believe.
No, for him to say send him a CD, that's as technologically advanced as you're going to get. And I think he recognizes you can't do cassette.
Does he still have a VHS?
How's he going to watch Debbie
a
Does
VCR.
Whatever?
100%.
He still has a VCR.
100%.
Yes, he has to watch his movies.
Yeah, the movies.
Like John Hughes movies, like Pretty in Pink?
No. Nope. I mean,
was John Hughes have a movie that started with Debbie Does Something?
Gilbert got in trouble for that in the 80s.
Yeah, he did.
Okay, he had that was his dark time.
No, he did. No, his dark time was pretending like going to that massage place was allowed because of the stuff that went in.
Yeah, stuff
went
happened.
On.
Stuff happened.
The movies aren't illegal. Remember, it was like, why is the prostitution illegal anyway?
Still, Gilbert got in trouble for that.
The movies?
Yeah, the movies.
Well, he should have
got caught.
He should have gotten in trouble for that call where he suggested that prostitution. Why do we have an issue with prostitution being illegal? What's the big deal?
Gilbert got caught roughing up the suspect. He got in some trouble.
Oh, God. Hey, Lance, what you missed last week was John talking about.
Somebody said that I wasn't going to have a show to come back to.
Well, you missed last week during News of the Weird. John was talking. You did a story about some animal having a pig having 30-minute orgasms or something.
Oh, my. And that was a topic?
And then he asked me about my orgasms. Exactly. What you're doing is what I felt like.
Well, we have to personalize the stories.
Proof, John. No, we don't.
We have to personalize the stories.
Oh, my gosh.
I had never felt worse.
It's my skin is crawling.
Exactly. I'm not talking to you about that.
Houston's own signs a contract. Tell you about it on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Oh, Lance is officially number one worst person. It's not even close.
I may have overtaken.
I've been telling people this for years, and no one ever believes me.
This
is a shot from half court. I just had a big 50-point performance.
He's the worst. It's not even close. How about Lorenzo Neal? Lorenzo Neal Jr. signing with the Saints. You Saints fans. Lorenzo Neal Jr. went to JT played against them at St. Thomas. He was a beast defensively. He was all over the field. He was pretty good player.
Went to Purdue.
And now he is with the Saints, an undrafted rookie free agent. We'll see if he doesn't make the team. We'll see. Undrafted free agents have a tough time, but he was an honorable mention All Big Ten selection. His career was waylaid by a torn ACL, sideline him for the entire 2019 season. So he's a pretty good player. We'll see. He's a big guy. There's no question about that. He's a thick guy, so we'll see if he can make the Saints team. What do you think about? Are the Saints going to be? I don't know what I think of the Saints this year. They're talented all over the field, except the one position they got to have.
And we saw, the Bucs added things, but the Bucs were a pretty talented offense last year. And when your quarterback throws 30 interceptions, you're not going to win. Can a year under Sean Payton make Jameis better with the football? Because Jameis can throw for a lot of yards. If he's better with the football, the Saints maybe not winning that division, but they can compete for a spot in the playoffs.
Did you notice how Bruce Arians was able to win a Super Bowl when he got Tom Brady instead of Jameis Winston?
Well, there's greatest of all time, and then there's Jameis.
Yeah.
There's a bit of a difference. But Jameis is talented enough for the Saints to be competent offensively and make the playoffs. Is he going to be Tampa Bay Jameis? Then forget about it. They're not doing anything.
No. I don't know that Jameis can. That Tiger can change his stripes.
He took that year in New Orleans to learn. And, he told us he's working harder than any other quarterback. He told Dak Prescott that too, in that camp thing he was doing. So if he is right with that and Sean Payton can get him to stop taking so many risks? Because Jameis has always been a risk taker. I mean, I remember the discussion so long ago when I was saying, are they really going to draft the guy number one who throws that many interceptions in college? And they did. And yeah. It turns out he continues to throw interceptions.
Well, because the NFL level, you know, you're certainly – you don't have to worry about defense at the NFL level.
No.
It doesn't quicken up, and it isn't a lot more difficult.
No.
So the Texas Tiger tweeted us this weekend and said this. There is literally no bright outlook for the Texans. They suck, and they're old. Andrew Walker put out, according to rosters on all 32 websites, the Colts currently are tied for eighth youngest roster in the NFL with an average age of 24.98. The Los Angeles Rams are the youngest team in the NFL, average age 24.62. Panthers are next. The Vikings, the Jags, the Jets, the Chargers. The oldest team in the NFL is the Houston Texans. 26.37 the average age.
They signed all those JAG free agents who...
Well, and I think that that's a byproduct of salary cap. The Rams were choking on salary cap. And so you've got to get rid of older players that are making more money, and you've got to bring in young guys that aren't making anything.
But the Texans could have...
So is that really a positive for the Rams that they're the youngest team? Carolina?
Well, and the Rams didn't have draft picks to get younger, right? Because they're a team who always gave away picks. So it wasn't like they just loaded up on first and second round picks. It's a positive if you find the right guys. The Texans are old because they signed a lot of low-level guys who've been in the league a long time.
Yeah.
Or not a long time, but at least like 3 to 4 to 5 years.
The phase two guys.
Yeah, phase two guys. That's why they're older.
So look at the teams. The Rams, the Panthers, the Vikings, the Jags, the Jets, the Chargers, the Broncos, the Falcons. Stop me when there's a good team here.
Yeah, you don't want to be at the very low end like the Texans when you don't have a lot of premium players because you're older. But saying being young ain't great either. Being young in what sport is being young good in?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that that's
really
a positive.
Young at least.
You know, the Packers are the Colts are a good football team. They're tied for eighth with the Falcons and the Browns. Browns are a pretty good football team. Packers are a pretty good football. They're all in the middle. Kansas City is right at 15.
Yeah.
The Bucks are 28th. The Ravens are 27th. The Bills are 26th in the league as far as age goes. I don't know that it's a great thing to be one of the youngest teams in the league.
You don't want to be, but the Texans are old and bad. Well, not, that's the issue. I mean, if the Texans were older, because DeAndre and JJ was still on the team, well, JJ not so much, but if they had a guy who could still rush the passer at that age, great. Okay, I'll take older because we're still talented. The Texans are old and they lack talent.
Yeah, and I could certainly say, and look, the Jets got a lot of draft picks. The Jags had a lot of draft picks. You know, Denver, too. I mean, the Texans haven't had any draft picks the last couple of years. They don't have guys who are making the team that are going to be around for a while.
So you can't be younger.
No. I mean guys that can actually make the team and contribute. Who's on their rookie deal that's a contributor for the Houston Texans?
Tytus Howard, Sharping.
Blacklock.
Is he a contributor?
I mean, is still on his.
Justin Reed is a contributor. Blacklock is around.
Reed, this is his last year on it.
Yeah.
The
Unleashed one?
Is he really a contributor?
Lonnie Johnson?
Is he?
John?
Are you, though?
How old is Jacob?
Do they have the fewest number of contributors on their rookie deals in the NFL? That's how piss poor Bill O'Brien was. That's how piss poor this organization is. They don't have any guy. There's four guys
that you can call contributors on rookie deals. I mean, Jacob.
Maybe Blacklock.
Well, you can say Jacob Martin was a trade, but he's still. Is he?
Who?
Jacob Martin. Is he still on the rookie deal? I mean,
I don't think so. He might be.
Yeah, he has.
He was like 2019 or no, 2018. I think
he was 19.
Well, that would be.
He's still on the rookie. It'd be a 4-year deal.
He's still on a rookie deal.
I mean, five guys maybe that are Maine.
That's terrible.
I mean, that's unbelievably bad. That is unbelievably bad.
Jacob Martin's last year is this year. He's got a cap figure of 900.
What's Lindsey's deal?
Lindsey? Oh, Philip
Lindsey?
Isn't he?
You know, we don't ever talk about that. That's a nice pickup.
That's a nice
pickup.
Signing. Yeah, that's a nice signing. Philip Lindsey, if he's still on his rookie deal, he will contribute.
But they didn't trade for him. They signed him. So he
not his rookie deal anymore. That's not his rookie deal anymore. So, I mean, do you want to talk about piss poor? I mean, they signed a bunch of guys that have been around for a little while and, you know, are just marginal players. But you've got to build with young guys that you're actually getting more value than their contract is worth.
You got to hope it starts next year. You'll have all your picks, and then you'll hope to have more when you trade Deshaun.
Yep. Well, you know what? Over the next 2 or 3 years, mm-hmm. you're going to have a boatload of picks.
But you drafted Davis Mills, but really this is a year zero. I mean, they have to play this year out, but this isn't really the start of. I mean, you want to start excavating and clearing people out of here that you don't want to pay anymore. That's fine. But this is really, you didn't have a first round or second rounder. Deshaun's still a boat anchor right now. I feel the Texans rebuild kind of starts next year.
Yeah. No. And when you get rid of Deshaun and you get that, you're going to have a couple first rounders, hopefully some high first rounders. Well, you'll have yours plus whatever you get for Deshaun. And people are saying, Houston, you don't know nothing. You think you're going to get something for Deshaun. No, they're going to get plenty for Deshaun.
As long as it goes the way.
As long as they take their time.
And if it goes, and as long as all of this goes in Deshaun's favor, sure. If you're taking the worst case scenario where things come out, that's one thing. But if it goes the way where it's a lawsuit, a settlement, or whatever, and the NFL says you can be back in a year.
Well, worst case is he's in prison.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Even stuff comes out where people are like, that guy is really a bad person. But if it's all closed.
We can get over that.
I'm saying if it's all behind closed doors, we don't really hear anything about what actually went on. People will be surprised about how quickly NFL teams will be like, is he free?
You've only got years and years of history in every sport to see. Like it's not like this is a one-off. This has happened a ton of times. And if you follow the history, other than Ray Rice, which was a physical violence, a punching and a video, he wasn't at the top of his game anymore, this is going to all get worked out.
Yeah, by the way, the reason Greg Hardy didn't work out in Dallas is because he wasn't like, good.
No, if he would have been, if he would have played well,
yeah, he would have been just fine.
He'd have been just fine.
Yeah. And he ended up being a jerk to the coaches and stuff like that.
It wasn't about, but if he could play, he would have still been on the roster.
1027 ESPN 97.5. When we come back, let's play some more Rudy T. Let's play a little Rudy T when we come back to here and put that to bed. Do we have to where he's talked about Joel?
I don't know where that happened. When did that happen?
I don't know, but sure Joel.
It'll be on the press
box. Did he talk about you? No, he talked about Joel.
I'm not knocking Joel, but I'm assuming it'll be.
Did he talk about, I want to thank Del Olale.
I think you're being very aggressive because I never said it wasn't important. I'm just saying I don't know where it is. And I'm sure. Yeah,
you said I don't care about it because it's Joel.
That's not what I said. I was also going to say maybe we should save that for the press box since it's going. Joel will probably know where it is and they can play it on their show.
Oh, no. Joel loved us talking about Joel.
You know, every time we talk about Joel, it always devolves into something where if I was Joel, I was like, I don't want these guys talking about me.
We always talk nice about Joel. What are you talking about?
Okay.
Okay, you don't because you were like, I ain't playing that crap.
No, that's not what I said. I said I don't know where it is.
A time to talk about hoops. And, well, we're talking basketball. We're talking hoops. We're talking hoops, sporting goals, and equipment. You're looking for the best goal in the market? It's not even arguable. Hoops has the best. Keith Tate, he's got an unbelievable product. He's got unbelievable service. The installation. And here's another thing. You go buy your basket from a box store or a sports store. Guess what? Here's your goal, sir. Take it home. Put it up. What? I can't do that. Yeah. How about the hoops installation is second to none. They're not going to just nail it to your garage. I mean, you want to talk about forever. We got our goal and it was forever. Except when we wanted to move it. And Keith Ted said, no problem. I'll send my guys out. They moved it to a neighbor's house. The neighbor still has it up there, and it's the best. He loves it. So you're looking for the best goal in the market with the best service. You were looking for the best product. You wanted to raise the goal up and down so that the kids can actually enjoy it. When you go to the website, ProDunkHoops.com, you're going to see all the kids. It's the number one thing. The kids just want to hang on the rim. They want to dunk, Dad. So let them have fun. ProDunkHoops.com. That's ProDunkHoops.com.
Get low when the whistle goes.
Real fun. ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
I want to thank owners Charlie Thomas and Leslie Alexander for giving me the opportunity to coach these special players. I want to thank the fans for their undying support. We couldn't have done it without you. When thousands showed up at the airport in the middle of the night to urge us on, we couldn't let you deal. We couldn't let you down. I feel your spirit right here, Houston.
Rudy T, awesome, awesome, awesome guy. Great to see him in the Hall of Fame. Deservedly so. And just great to see all of Houston, all the Houston people, the former players supporting them. Just a great night. Just a great night. So, good stuff. Lazy J wants to talk about the Hall of Fame. Let's get him in here. Hey, Lazy J.
Good morning, fellas. Yeah, I had a quick question just about the Hall of Fame and Vanessa Bryant. I know everybody deals with grief differently, but did y'all feel it kind of odd that she didn't shed a tear when she was up there speaking about her husband? I know it's been a year and a half since, you know, he's been gone, but I just felt like, you know, she was kind of fake doing her speech. And then also, she's kind of seeming a little fake anyways. I know she turned down the Nike deal because they didn't offer her the Lifetime deal, the $1 billion deal. She had Lala next to her. Everybody knows that Lala is a gold digger. Her other friend, Sierra, gold diggers. Kim Kardashian, gold diggers. So, what's your guys' thoughts on that?
Well, I feel like if he would
throw some, make some shade.
If we would have just stopped with everyone deals with grief differently,
yeah.
I think that would have been just great. I don't know. If she's not crying up there, I'm sure we know she shed tears. We've seen those publicly before. I'm not sure why we needed. Is that it means anything
how
that she did this time?
How did Lala catch some bullets?
Well, he called her a gold digger. You heard him. Apparently,
I mean, Kardashians, whatever. But how did Lala and Rihanna? Did he say Rihanna?
I don't think Rihanna was there. No.
Who did he say?
He's Lala and others. I don't know.
Kim.
And there was another person he mentioned. Lala is the former spouse of Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah. Is she a gold? What about Larsa Pippen?
Nicknamed Cheerios.
I don't know that to be the case, whether she's a gold digger or not. I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm not doing the research.
You don't know it?
No, I don't know. I said that. Are they still married? I said former, but there's no indication that they got divorced.
I don't think they got divorced. Despite the fact that
who?
Lala.
Oh, Lala? Yeah. I don't know.
Despite the fact that Kevin Garnett tried to
from what I can tell, they're still together. So, we got a text. He said Ciara is the other one he said.
Ciara's a gold digger? Ciara's got her own money. She don't need Russell Wilson's.
This is Lazy J saying this.
Lazy J. Ciara don't need Russell Wilson's money.
He
ain't a gold digger.
He took a
girl's got her own money.
He took shots at a lot of people. And once again, Carmelo and Lala are still together. So I don't know. I don't know that they're gold diggers. That's an opinion of one person.
Lazy J needs a 24/7 TMZ channel in his life. He mentioned Ciara, Lazy J, ha ha ha. You know Art loves that.
Of course he does.
Art loves that. Art, how do you like? Okay, no Tyler this week. Are you bummed? Man, Tyler caught it for some reason from Art.
Well, Art has always had problems with Tyler, whether it be the music he plays or just him talking he doesn't like.
I mean, come on, Art.
Look, that's...
Cleaned it up.
Well, I mean, he's entitled, and Tyler has muted and blocked him and said he was going to report his account for something just to get Art banned from Twitter. We'll see how that works out.
Well, yeah, hopefully Art does get banned from Twitter. Because of the things he says. He says ugly things to Tyler.
What do you care?
We can't have that.
When did you start caring about that?
Because we can't have that anymore. All right?
You now that you follow Tyler, you don't want him to be a guy who gets insulted by a listener?
Yeah. I mean, listen, we're not doing that. We're not insulting Tyler anymore around here.
All right, I'm not a fan of censorship. Say what you choose.
All right, this weekend... and you're going to hear it the rest of the day on here on ESPN 97.5. Probably the David Culley Zoom. David Culley announced that he has a problem on there.
He did, and so do our computers.
Oh, no. Our computers have a problem? Well, you can't play that at will? Don't you have it as a...
I'm going to tell you about David Culley, who's a junkie.
Well, I haven't uploaded it yet. Oh, by tomorrow, we'll have it where I can just play it at
just
any point.
Just anytime David Culley is mentioned, what are you going to do?
I'm going to say, I'm going to let David Culley tell you. It's not what I'm going to do.
I'm going to tell you about David Culley, who's a junkie.
Coach, you should have never said that. He was talking about Mexican food.
He just doesn't
Tex-Mex.
He doesn't realize what show exists.
You don't realize how important Tex-Mex plays, the big role it plays in David Culley's life now.
I'm going to tell you about David Culley, who's a junkie.
What are you a bigger fan of? The junkie stuff or that he talks about himself in the third person?
Oh, junkie. I'm more excited about that.
I'm going to tell you about David Culley, who's a junkie.
Astros sweep the Rangers. Another series win. This time they got, they had been... picking up the first two or three games of series and losing the last one. They won yesterday. Lance McCullers looked great. Just looked great. And throwing six innings, having a run around third with nobody out and getting out of the inning. And then Scrub comes in. First two batters score. Tie game. No win for Lance. Oh, well. He pitched six. Shutout ball. His ERA is 2.7. Mm-hmm. He's looking really, really good.
It was also good. For Friday night, Friday for Greinke to bounce. Look, scuffling, but 7-3 runs.
Well,
a bounce back from what he had been doing previously.
Yeah, no. He had a little scuffle in there, but they came up with, and then, who was it pitched in the seventh or eighth inning and gave up? They ended up a 6-5 game. That was not what we needed. I mean, we got to get through that much better. It was 6-1, and all of a sudden it's 6-5, and you're like, what the heck, fire? Come on, club. So the Astros on a roll. They get the day off. Now starts a stretch, people, that ain't easy. I'm going to tell you that right now. You go to Oakland and then to Texas, but, Texas is, they're terrible, and you just swept them. But at Oakland, at Texas, then the Dodgers come in here for two. Then the Padres come in for three. Red Sox come in for four. Then you're at Toronto for three, at Boston for three, at Minnesota for three. And then it eases us up with a couple against Texas. But then Chicago's a good baseball team. And then it gets then you get a little bit of a break with Baltimore, Detroit, and then Baltimore. But this is as tough a run as you're going to find in the season. So it's a good thing that they're playing well. Seven games over 500 at the quarter pole. You got Yuli and Yordan as your possible MVPs. I think it's probably Yuli that's your MVP. Bregman's hitting well. Altuve is hitting well. Tucker is all of a sudden hitting real well, which is a great sign. Carlos Correa seemed to come out of it against Texas, which was nice. Against the Angels, he had a three-hit night. So, but then he had an 0-for-5 the next day. But this team is humming along pretty well right now and looking good.
Now, the validation of all this will be about the stretch you just laid out. this team continues. Now, you don't have to run through the teams coming up like you did the Rangers, but if you can battle and come out of there feeling pretty good, I don't know if you need to be 7 games or maybe you increase your in terms of being above 500, but you don't want to see it, it's just that we get to beat up on bad teams. You lost the 2 out of 3 to the Yankees, and you point to the Gerrit Cole start that you won to close out that series as maybe a jumping off point. I would like to see this team continue to hit against the best teams coming up, because it's been kind of 3 seasons almost right now for them in a short amount of time. That hot start, the COVID stuff, and now this.
Listen, I thought that Cole, that was the jumping off point for this stretch that they're on right now. Of course, it was all at home, so that was nice. Nice 10-game homestand, which is awfully nice. But they hadn't been playing well at home. So to turn that around the way that they did. Now, if you finish on this stretch 500, if you go through all of these teams, the Minnesotas, the Bostons, the Oaklands, if you go through this stretch right here at 500, that's pretty good. The Dodgers, the Padres, that's nice. If you're still 7 games over 500 and about 3 weeks from now, you got to still feel good about yourself. You got to feel good at the position you're in. So, yeah, this runs through June 13th, which is about a good 3-week stretch that's going to be as good a baseball as you're going to have to play. As good a baseball as you're going to have to play right here. So that'll be fun to do. And then Rudy T inducted. We talked about that. That was nice. And all the other stuff that went on this weekend. Good stuff. You'll hear that for the rest of the day right here on ESPN 97.5. Recaps of all of that stuff. Charlie, I'm sure, is going to come out with a recap of Astros baseball. And, of course, the Rockets and the big, big, big win against the Clip. Clip, take that.
Close out Bill Worrell's tenure.
And Bill Worrell is done in his goodbye.
So when's the draft lottery? When's the next big date for the Rockets? It's usually
I want to say June 10th, June 13th.
Let's see, draft lottery date. The draft lottery is the 22nd.
June 22nd?
Yes, so a little over a month away. We'll be deep into the playoffs at that time. So the next big date for the Houston Rockets is that. Will they keep their top pick, or does it go to OKC?
The draft is set for July 29th, but the big day is the 22nd.
Yeah, the 22nd determines quite a bit. If you're number one, I mean, despite what people think here, what we've talked about, it'll probably be Cade Cunningham. But Cade Cunningham, Jalen Suggs, whatever you prefer, I just want the option for the Rockets to pick him.
And we've been saying 52%. I just saw a place that said 47.9% chance that they get in the top four.
I thought it was that they finish outside, because I thought it was 52.
I thought it was 2.
So I thought the 40.
Well, maybe it is. Maybe you're right. Maybe it's a 48% chance that you finish outside.
Yeah, it's 52 point something, and then it's 47 point.
It's 52. Okay.
You fall out of it, I think. Okay. Which is not, it doesn't make you feel great.
No, it's not great. It's
pretty much a flip of the
coin. That's a coin flip.
You got to win this one.
Yeah. All right. When we come back, News of the Wear, we'll finish up this show strong. Don't you go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5.
Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back on ESPN 97.5. This is our final segment, so it means it is News of the Weird. Apparently, scientists have learned, Del, that mammals, if they need to, in emergencies, a Japanese study has found out that mammals can breathe through their butt in emergencies. And that's possible that humans might be able to, too. The case, if you're getting choked out, wouldn't you just start...
How do I train that part of my body to realize it's an emergency?
You're not an animal. You don't know.
No, said humans might be able to, too. So is there a way I can train myself to breathe through my butt
Yeah, you. I mean,
I know how to do. You know, there are ways to bring in air.
Bring in air. Yeah, don't you push air out right now?
I'm not doing it now.
Well, not at this particular point.
Yeah, it has happened in the past. Sure.
Yeah, right.
But when
you know how to do that.
Yeah, but breathing. That's not breathing.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I need the oxygen to get to my lungs, right? Or oxygenate my blood. There's thunder out there.
There's thunder. What does that mean, Del?
No golf?
Poker.
Yeah, it's one or the other, isn't it?
There's you can't play golf today or tomorrow, I guess, or Wednesday.
Oh, is it going to rain all week?
All week. We got a big tournament this weekend, too, at Pine Forest, and I don't know.
Well, I hope someone comes out and says it's not playable to the championship level, so you guys don't get to play.
Oh, is that right? Is that what you hope?
So you guys can feel some of the burn that the women at the Baton Rouge Regional felt.
Uh-huh. So apparently CNN fired a freelancer that works for them. Apparently wrote a tweet that says, "The world today needs a Hitler."
Ooh. Hmm. What?
Adil Raja, a freelancer, his reporting contributed to some news gathering efforts from Islamabad.
Can I guess, did he write this because he wanted the world to bond together against one great evil, or does he want just someone to start a mass genocide?
I think he's not all that happy about the Israeli Palestinian issues.
Conflict. So yeah. He wants one of them to be wiped off?
Well,
wiped out?
This is apparently this was in his only tweet. When Mike Pence says America stands with Israel, he said a history of creating terrorists and standing with them. Adil Raja loses CNN job for expressing outrage over Israel atrocities against Palestinians.
That's not the reason he lost his job.
No.
He lost his job because he said something really stupid, right? The Hitler tweet is why he lost his job.
Yeah. And it should be, if he writes for CNN, glad a single tweet contributed to the Palestine cause and brought it to limelight with me losing my job. He should be fired anyway.
Does he write for CNN?
Yeah, he writes for CNN, and he said losing instead of losing.
That's not a great look
for
you.
That's why he should lose his job, too. Anyway. Ukraine. The Ukraine has seized vodka made from Chernobyl apples. Dell.
Why would you ever consume anything?
I don't know why you would. I don't know. Scientists who made it want it back. Hey, we made some good vodka here.
Oh, the
1,500 bottles of liquor made from radioactive apples. Do you think you'll get more wasted with Chernobyl apples?
Is radiation poisoning wasted? Is that what you're talking about?
Have they
removed the radiation from the apples?
I don't know what they did with the apples. All I know is that I wouldn't mind trying some of that.
You wouldn't mind trying something the source of was from the Chernobyl?
Yeah.
Tragedy?
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, I mean, you just got to have a kick to it. You know that.
Yeah, and then all the good work that
I'm tired of this weak-ass vodka.
And all the good work Dr. Linville has done will immediately dissipate. Are you looking to get rid of all the work Linville's done? Your hair's going to fall out.
Hey, if that's the price, then Linville will just put it back.
Do you really need to drink vodka that badly?
Then Linville will just put it back.
You're not even a vodka. I thought you were a Coors Light guy. What are you looking to get?
Yeah, no.
Chernobyl apple vodka.
What about Chernobyl apple Coors Light? Then we can go.
Coors Light ain't doing that. They come from the Rockies, right?
So Cara Delevingne, do you know her?
She's an actress, yes. Model actress.
Cara
Delevingne.
Delevingne. Well, apparently she's...
Or Cara, whatever.
Cara Delevingne is auctioning an NFT about her hoo-ha.
So we had last week a girl selling her virginity for 3.9, right?
Million, right.
Million, and now she's a non-fungible token?
Yeah.
Of her, as you say, hoo-ha?
Right.
It's a moment with her hoo-ha?
I don't know... It's a one-of-a-kind NFT to raise money for her foundation, which supports women's empowerment, COVID, LGBTQIA+ organizations, environmental causes, and fighting institutional racism.
I don't know. Look, a non-fungible hoo-ha. I don't know what that means.
I don't. So my first word was mine. To me, that means something that is most mine, my hoo-ha. I own it. It's mine and no one else's.
I chose what I do with it, and no one can take that away from me.
Well, unless you buy it.
Am I allowed to own it or rent her?
I think you own it. It's an NFT.
So
right?
Is it mine now or is it still hers if I were to buy this?
Now it's mine. If I own it, right?
So how do you approach this woman and say, I own your, you sold this to me and it's now mine?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to stop there. There's no positive that are going to come from me exploring this any further. Interesting, as long as it's going to a good cause, I guess. I just don't know how you feel being the person who purchases that NFT of her, as you say, hoo-ha.
Right. So a rich guy in China bought a club called Zibo Kuju. It's a second division team in China. He bought it so he could put his, like, 240-pound kid on the team and make him the main player.
Of course.
No, dude is fat. He is fat. But you know what? Daddy owns a team. Now, this is the epitome of Daddy Ball. Epitome of Daddy Ball. Did we talk about this last week? Cow urine? Drinking cow urine every day? I think we did. Didn't we? I know we saw where in India they're rubbing cow dung all over themselves.
Yeah.
So they don't get COVID.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. We talked about this. Now, I drink cow urine every day so I don't have COVID. Pragya Thakur said this. Do you want that guy? Is this the guy that you want running your country? The guy who drinks cow urine every day?
Well, what are his policies?
One of them is drinking cow urine. I'm out.
No. I mean, if he's got great policies, look, I don't care what you drink or consume. If you're for the people, I'll consider you. No, I don't need you to make it a mandate that we all drink cow urine.
No.
You save that for yourself. But I'm not going to exclude some. Look, I don't think America has anything to stand on as far as excluding people from their presidency. Look at what we've done over the last 8 years or so.
Hey, Dell, a Florida woman, brain surgeon, apparently she lost $400 of slot machines at a Florida casino. So she called in a bomb threat. Just to blow off some steam.
You think that's an appropriate response to losing money?
Listen, it blew off some steam. I was pissed.
How much?
guess what it's going to cost you now.
What's it going to cost for that? For you to blow? I'll relax from the words I was going to use. I feel like it's going to cost you a little bit more than what you got out of it.
I think you more than doubled your losses there.
Yeah. Jail time, lawyer fees. I think you're screwed.
I don't think you should call them bomb threats if you lose money. That's all I'm saying.
I don't think you should call them bomb threats.
Period. It's 10:56. We're done. Charlie Polito's next. Y'all have a great day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Well, hello.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Disappointed by your HR and payroll technology? Maybe you need to outsource your administration. Go to HRP.net to learn more.